Welcome back to the Give Me Space podcast with me, Henry Perriton. This is a podcast about anything you can think of from space, the planets, the solar system, the galaxies, and the universe. On the last episode, we talked about the most distant planet in our solar system, Neptune. In this episode, we are talking about something very special that only happens once a year, an event that marks the shortest night and the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. The summer solstice is a remarkable astronomical event that happens every December for people in the southern hemisphere and every June for people in the northern hemisphere. It is the longest day of the year, and it happens because the Earth is tilted on a slight angle as it travels around the Sun. The Earth rotates once every 24 hours, turning day into night and night into day again. If you are on the equator, day and night are always about the same duration, 12 hours. But if you live away from the equator, the length of each day and night changes because of the tilt of the Earth. Depending on the time of the year, daytime might be longer or shorter. As the Earth orbits the Sun, its tilt of 23.5 degrees causes different parts of the Earth to receive varying amounts of sunlight throughout the year. The tilt of the Earth remains the same, but the Earth travels around the Sun, so in winter the southern hemisphere is pointing slightly away from the Sun, and this means that it is colder and the days are shorter. In the southern hemisphere, the shortest day of the year is called the winter solstice, and this happens on June 21st. But in the northern hemisphere, June 21st is the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. If you live north of the equator, the summer months are the same as the southern hemisphere's winter months. This can be great for taking a holiday and having a break from the winter. Think back to the middle of winter, or the middle of summer if you are listening to this in the northern hemisphere. 6 months ago, you were 470 million kilometers away from where you are today, on the opposite side of the Sun. Next time you have a birthday, you can say that you've done another lap of the Sun, and then you can think about how far you have traveled in that year. Throughout history, the summer solstice has been a source of fascination for people. Ancient cultures, from the builders of Stonehenge to the pharaohs of Egypt, recognize its significance. The summer solstice has been a time for celebration and reflection. The impact of the solstice varies dramatically with latitude. Near the Arctic and Antarctic circles, phenomena like the midnight sun or polar night are a direct result of the Earth's tilt. When you are above or below the Antarctic or Antarctica circles, this means that you have at least one day each year where the sun never sets and a night where the sun never rises. It is a very amazing phenomenon. Meanwhile, at the equator, the change in the length of the days is minimal, so there are very different ecosystems and weather. Every summer, as the days lengthen, the world seems to awaken, filled with energy and life. Longer days mean more time for outdoor adventures, evening walks, and soaking in the sun. Literature and art are filled with references to this magical time, capturing the essence of longer days and warmer nights. The summer solstice is more than just a day on the calendar. It's a cosmic event that has shaped human history, culture, and individual lives. It reminds us of our connection to the natural world and the rhythms of the universe. As we embrace the longer days, let's take a moment to reflect on this astronomical wonder and its many interpretations across cultures and time. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Give Me Space podcast. Tune in next time as we explore the biggest and most important object in our solar system, the Sun. Till next time, give me space!